Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Ian. How are you doing?
I'm great, and I'm looking forward to playing this week's show. But first, let's go over last week's challenge.
In which I said, start with the name Austin Powers. Drop one letter, then rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, seven letters, four letters, for something a quarterback should be able to throw very easily. What is it?
Well, if you lose the W, you can spell routine pass.
That is all indeed correct. All right, Ian, on January 9th, 1894, New England Telephone and Telegraph installed the first battery-operated telephone switchboard in Lexington, Massachusetts. Perhaps coincidentally, on January 9th, 2007, the first iPhone was unveiled. To continue the tradition of phone-related things happening on January 9th, today's quiz is about telephones.
Okay, should be fun.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. I am talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House, and this certainly has to be the most historic telephone call ever made from the White House. Where was Richard Nixon calling when he said that?
Calling the moon.
He was calling the moon, that's correct. Yes, Neil and Buzz, of course, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. And the green telephone that was used to make that call is now part of Nixon's Presidential Library and Archives. Featured in the 1984 film The Woman in Red, I Just Called to Say I Love You was the eighth song by what R&B singer to hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart?
That was Little Stevie Wonder.
It is Stevie Wonder. He wasn't so little at that time, but right. An affair, blackmail, and a phone call precisely timed to set up a killing are all plot elements in what 1954 Alfred Hitchcock film, based on a 1952 stage play, with a telephone-related title?
Dial M for Murder?
That is right. Dial M for Murder. Very good. And that film was shot in 3D near the end of the 3D movie craze of the early 1950s, and Hitchcock said about the 3D movie craze itself, it's a nine-day wonder, and I came in on the ninth day. When area codes were introduced in 1947, cities with high call volumes were given codes with low digits to reduce both the time it took to dial the numbers and the wear and tear on the equipment. New York City, the city with the highest call volume, received the 212 area code. What city was second, receiving the 213 area code?
Chicago?
That was third.
Los Angeles?
That is correct, yes. Detroit came in fourth, Dallas-Fort Worth, and then Philadelphia.
Hmm.
And finally, during a 1994 conference at UCLA on the information superhighway, what comedian interrupted a speech by Al Gore in the guise of her famous character Ernestine, the nosy telephone switchboard operator?
I don't think I know this. Can you give me her initials?
Her first initial is L. And you look at a picture of her probably most every day.
Lily Tomlin.
Yes, Lily Tomlin is correct. There's a picture of Lily Tomlin in the newsroom.
To clarify.
For you listeners out there, yes. In 1970, as a bonus fact, AT&T offered Lily Tomlin $500,000 to play Ernestine in a commercial, and she declined.
Huh.
Artistic integrity, she said.
We have none of that on this show.
Yeah. Dear AT&T, we will take the $500K. We'll even split it between us. Well, Ian had a little bit of a busy signal going on there. He went 4 for 5 this week. Let us know how well you did. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge.
Start with the phrase dial tones. Add a letter, then rearrange the result to spell a three-word phrase, four letters, two letters, four letters, for what a judge might do to a criminal. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll dial up the show this time next week.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was on the phone. What were you saying?